Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me, thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here. Pam's been a great friend of ours for 16 years now. She's been hanging out with us, and I don't know what we'd do without her. She's one of our top experts in retail, one of the top experts in retail on the planet. She's the author of all the important books on retail, especially if you're catering to the people with the discretionary income, including Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. That's one of her books. Meet the Henrys. That's a groundbreaking book. On and on. She's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back.
Now that we're starting to reopen.
Yeah.
To get back to business.
Exactly right. It's good to have you back. So, Pam, I was telling the audience that we got good, bad, and ugly in the retail sector. And of course, I broke it out in three areas. One is the online retailers who are having their way with us. The two are the big retailers, and of course the third one, the one you and I care about the most, the ones with the bell over the door, the Main Street retailers.
Right.
And those are the people that are having the difficulty. The good news is more and more of them are able to open up. The bad news is they've been shut down for a few weeks, or months, I should say. But the ugly is some of them are having a hard time staying in business. What do you think? That's what you've been reporting.
That's right. You know, I really think it's been an outrage, and small business owners should really be outraged. And I don't know how you go about letting your elected officials know. But
I've been outraged about it.
IHL Group estimated that there's been a shift of about $125 billion in retail sales from, you know, the normal kind of general merchandise retailers and small businesses that sell furniture and jewelry and gifts and so on to mass merchants and grocery stores and online because of the shutdown. And in fact, the government's policies, you know, these what were claimed to be essential retailers. And I mean, government's policies have really, you know, they tipped the scales in favor of the Walmarts and the Targets and, you know, and the Krogers
as if Amazon needed more momentum.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we all are concerned about this pandemic. We're all concerned about health. I mean, there's just no question this is unprecedented. But it's just the government, you know, manipulating the market, manipulating the situation has created such a challenge for small independent Main Street retailers. The good news is that consumers, I mean, the people who've been sitting in their homes for, 60, 90 days, really do recognize the importance of local independent retailers.
So are you seeing that kind of an uptick in walk around traffic? Is that happening out there?
Well, I think it's still too early to tell, but I will share with you that one of the, you know, in my book Shops That Pop, which was written about specialty independent retailers, and it's for specialty independent retailers, one of the Shops That Pop that I profiled out of Santa Fe, New Mexico, it's a art gallery that does a lot of business in high-end jewelry, handcrafted jewelry. He tells me that through the first, 6 months, for the first half of the year, his sales are actually better this year than they were last year. Which, the fact is that his business is more skewed toward the summer with travel, and he's going to have a lot of disruption come summer. But it just, when in the normal period of time that historically isn't a strong one for him, he's done very well. And I think it's because his customers have been more intentional when they do, when they just make.
But you're talking about customized things that are less likely to be found online, or it's the kind of thing that people want to hold, or it's from people who
right.
have the discretionary income that you know they're more likely maybe to want to be face to face. But when you think about the travel that's been curtailed, and the businesses and destination, all the small businesses and destination locations that just literally live off of the vacation season, people dropping in and spending $100 or whatever, those people are I mean, if they're still in business, they're hurting, aren't they?
They are. Well, you know, again, one of the lessons from Patina Gallery is that he really, and he's always been a very aggressive marketer with, you know, emails and connections with customers. But when the pandemic hit, he really amped up his online digital marketing. And that, I think,
that's
is
it.
Like he was bold when everybody was withdrawing. And maybe it's too late for some, but, you know, it's really not too late. I mean, marketing in this kind of environment is really critical for small specialty.
And it's the weakest link.
We're here, we're open,
it's the weakest link in Main Street small businesses arsenal. It's the thing that they do the poorest. And the reason I know that is because I know them. I know these people. I know who they are. I know their children, some of them,
right.
And they don't do right. what they need to be doing. They disappeared into the ether when all this happened. And they
right.
didn't come out until day before yesterday. And the thing is, Pam, and you've been saying this for a long time, we're not in Kansas anymore, folks. This is the third decade of the 21st century. We're 20 years out of the what you call the Mad Men Madison Avenue era of retail.
Right.
And you've got to stay connected to your people. You've got to somehow demonstrate that you're still there. You're still relevant. Otherwise, you're going to become irrelevant, which is another way of saying out of business. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely. And the way to do that is to take a very proactive stance when it comes to communication with your customers, when it comes to, you know, marketing. And again, today is more and more. It's digital. It's email.
Yep.
It's mobile phones. I mean, so many specialty independent retailers that I work with, and I've, you know, researched them all the time, haven't yet claimed their Google
it's amazing.
Website. I mean,
it's
Google
astonishing.
Has identified all these.
All of them.
Businesses.
Google, Manta. There's a bunch more of them out there. You're exactly right. Folks, let me tell you something. If you aren't reaching out digitally to your prospect base, your customers on a regular basis in ways that doesn't bug them, you can do it. We know how to do it. You will not survive this decade. Quick break. Maybe not this year. I'll be right back.
Right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.